Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Delco. Delco, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's up, soldiers?
What's up? Soldier, how you been, man? You been, we didn't hear you during the Saints season. Were you been down and out or low profile or what?
And mostly, I've been through a few little procedures, get sick and stuff, but I'm doing better now. And then I was down and out with the Saints all season long, man, and I couldn't believe what happened. You know, when the first two games stirred up this year, man, I thought we were going somewhere. And after that, man, it sounded like, sound like somebody pulled the plug out the water, man. You know, it was that kind of season, man.
Well, because Delco, the first two games, that might have been the greatest in Saints history.
The start of season, yeah. I guarantee.
No, we've been a penthouse to the outhouse for
real
sure.
Quick.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to say, bro. You know, I heard the rumors that today that Mike McCarthy was left from the Dallas Cowboys, and I feel like I wouldn't mind bringing this guy in to get him in. I heard that the Bears and the Saints are the number one candidate looking for him. But you know what, bro? I'm looking at it like this here, man. I'm a Saints fan. I've been a Saints fan all my life. And I watched the Sean Paytons. I watched the Mike Dickers. I watched, you can say all the names you want. I watched them all. Jim Moore.
That's like all of
them. You know, it. Man. You know, Tom Landry, all of guys, man. I've seen it all. But I feel that as a Saints fan, you know, all my life, I feel that Sean Payton, you know, came in and did it for years. I just want to thank Sean and Drew Brees. Years, he gave us a lot of good memories, a lot of fun, a lot of Super Bowl, one Super Bowl, a lot more than that. But I feel that if you bring a coach in, I feel that you have to bring a coach in that's gonna evaluate players, not the fans. You know, I mean, when I'm saying fans, you hear a lot of fans say, "Well, we want this guy, we want this here guy, we want that guy." I feel that we need to get a coach in and like a Mike McCarthy, if the Sinker draft, get him in and let him get the players who he want that can fit the scheme that he win. Because you look at all these other games during the season all year long, man, you got like Zach Bond, man, this guy was on our team, man. Here he is, got an interception for Philadelphia Eagles. Just I'm telling you, oh my God, where he was at when he was in New Orleans, man? You look
even
at him.
Play him.
You wasn't playing him.
But now we didn't play him. Now I think Mickey Loomis would say maybe we got him, but then Dennis Allen didn't play him. Or our defensive scheme, we didn't find a place for him.
Well, the same thing with Caden Ellis.
Caden Ellis,
look what he's done with the Falcons.
What he's done with Atlanta. So, that's why we got to be all going forward together. We can't be in a tug of war against each other, the coaching staff and the management. I mean, to me, because Zach Bond, wrong place, wrong time with the Saints. Well, I know Vic Fangio figured out how to play him with the Eagles.
Baba,
I mean, he's all pro.
I remember the interview, and you know who did it was your old buddy, John Kincaid. He's in Philly now. He interviews Vic, and Vic was, I wanted two linebackers in the offseason. One was Zach Bond, the other one, Devin White. And he said, we signed both of them. Now he said, Devin didn't work out here. But Zach worked out. And that was a Vic Fangio. And he's not a head coach. He's an assistant coach. But Sirianni listened to him. And, okay, he goes to Howie Rosenberg. And basically they get that done in signing Zach Bond.
You know, and then look at how quickly he hit the century mark as far as tackles. And he becomes an all-pro linebacker.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you know what has helped and that what the Eagles have and the Saints don't have is the mammoth interior defensive tackle.
The Eagles got that.
At the point of attack. So Zach Bond can flow sideline to sideline making tackles. So that's why I still think...
you got to get people up front.
Yes. You look like, okay, Shai Tuttle, and he left and he went to the Panthers, then you look on Yamada, he left, and he went to the Falcons, then you look Sheldon Rankins and all that. No, we've gotten worse instead of gotten better. Nothing against Brian Brzee, but he's a pass rusher. I'm talking about somebody that can occupy blockers or stop the run. Well, right at the point of attack, it seems like just a wave. Okay, just hand up the ball against the Saints up the middle. Now it's 2nd and 6. Or at 2nd and 5. We gave up 5 yards a carry on the run.
Okay, so no matter who they hire as the new head coach, the first couple games of the season, guess what other teams are doing? They're going to run the ball right at you.
Right at you until you stop it. It's a copycat lead. They're going to run right at you. And that's why we might say we have a lot of needs because we need a lot of young players that, you know, because you don't have to pay your young players. And how we've gotten older players like a DeMario Davis, who's been outstanding, Cam Jordan, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. You look at all that. But, again, I say this. Who's been our truly young studs? I don't know if you cut it off at 27 or under, We can have like good players, but who's truly elite? Who is elite for us? Maybe McCoy?
And it stops right there.
No, exactly.
It stops at Eric McCoy.
Now,
Fuaga's got a chance.
Yes, but he just started.
It's Eric McCoy, that's it.
McCoy just started, and if you look at it, the only we had no Pro Bowl players. Oh, that's
now J.T. Gray is the lead as a special team.
J.T. Gray, you know, he didn't make the Pro Bowl, but he was second team All Pro. Mike, you look at J.T. Gray, he's the special teams ace, obviously, for the Saints. This is J.T. Gray's third All-Pro honors. He was also named second team like he was this year in 2019 and first team All-Pro in 2021. This is why I thought, how can you not be in the Pro Bowl? Because the players, when they vote, I've been part of that. But then you look at the combination of both to be a Pro Bowler.
Also fans involved.
Yes. Well, because the Saints weren't winning. I guess that's why he gave more recognition.
I think that's exactly.
J.T. Gray led the NFL with 22 special teams tackles, 10 solo, 12 assisted, as well as, you know, he blocked a kick. So, I mean, J.T. Gray, you know, we'll always have amongst the best. That's one thing that hasn't really changed. I think we're still on top of the NFL as far as top special teams unit. You got to give, when Coach Rizzi became head coach, you got to give Coach Galliano and all a lot of props as far as success with our special teams. We very seldom, it wasn't a slam dunk 100%, but we very seldom got out coached on special teams. Now that has to continue. Now we just got to get better offensive and defensively considering, you know, where we are ranked. But J.T. Gray, that's someone that has lived up to the billing from the get-go. Remember we had Justin Hardy, Chris Banjo. We've always had stud guys. Well, J.T. Gray even took it to a different level with the consistency that he's brought to the table.
Bob, the other thing, too, is in the press conference today, because, man, if you read stuff online, I mean, some of that you wonder where it comes from. There were reports that Mickey Loomis would kind of insist on you keeping certain assistant coaches if you were the head coach. And Jeff Duncan asked him that today. He denied it. He said, whoever the new coach is, he will hire his own coaches.
Well, that's the way it should be.
I agree with that.
There's a reason why you call it head coach. Head coach. You can, a general manager, you manage. But a head coach doesn't mean you're the head honcho. So when you want the coaches that you want under you that is going to do what the hell you say, it's like Napoleon. If you're a general, Patton, whatever. No, I want the people under me to do what the hell I want to be done and going to get it done because I'm the fall guy. I'm the fall guy. The buck stops here.
Yeah, other than personnel, players are 1A. Assistant coaches are 1B.
Yeah.
Look at Dan Campbell. He got players, but look at the assistant coaches he got around him. You got two guys that will be head coaches real soon. One in Ben Johnson, the other one with Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
So, hey, you need that part of the game. Coaching still matters.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sink of Truth podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.